Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Always love hearing from you. You can email the show at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Going one-on-one with our producer, Andy Pondillo at YSR, and we are getting you set and ready for the playoffs. They are just around the corner. It's hard to believe the regular season is already winding down for MLB. And so, Andy, you know, before we went to break, we were highlighting the Dodgers, and they have been up and down, but they perhaps could still be a favorite. But talk to me some more about Clayton Kershaw. I mean, it really seems like at this point in his career, he's a once-in-a-generation type player. He's incredible.
That is true, and I think he's the MVP of the National League. If you were to take Clayton Kershaw out of that rotation for the Dodgers, I would argue that they're a 500 team. They virtually win every single game they run Kershaw out onto the hill. 21 wins in less than 30 starts. Wow. It's unbelievable what he's done. And I remember when he came up, he was facing the Phillies in the playoffs back in the day. It was in 2008 when they first called him up. I believe they faced each other twice, 2008, 2009. Phillies took both of those series. This is his time to shine right here. They've been in the playoffs quite a bit during his tenure here, but the Dodgers haven't made it to that World Series. It's been a very long time since they've made it to that World Series. So this is his time to shine. This is one of the Dodgers' best opportunities. I don't know if I like the offense as a whole, but what offense do you really like as a whole in baseball right now? It's almost a dead ball era. This is an opportunity for him and Greinke to really go out there, shut the other teams down. And let's not forget Matt Kemp, a guy that everybody was kicking to the curb just a few months ago.
Yeah.
He's now a very dangerous hitter that lineup, and I'd argue probably the most consistent hitter for the Dodgers in the second half.
Well, going back just to Clayton Kershaw, I mean, did you know that he was going to be this good when he came into the league? What, when he came in, what, 2006?
He came in as 2008, and there's no way anyone could have imagined. I mean, his first year, 4.26 ERA, and every year after that, it's been under 3. It seems like he gets even better every single season. You don't think he can get much better than what he's posted up. He came in during an era where Tim Lincecum was just lighting it up, and the Giants were that team in the NL West. We've seen that pendulum swing here, and I think it would be a lot of fun if these two teams could match up against each other. You know, Clayton Kershaw is the guy. He's just at another platform than everybody else. But, you know, if we could have him face off against Madison Bumgarner, Buster Posey, guys who have won two World Series championships, can he go in and shut down those experienced hands? I think that'd be a lot of fun. You know, the Dodgers, they've had that trouble before where they've matched up against a Philly team when Phillies were the team in the National League. Right now, you could argue that the Dodgers should be the team in the National League. It's their time to prove it to me and prove it to everybody else out there. They're not just a superstar team with a Clayton Kershaw and Adrian Gonzalez, that they are a true team, 25-man roster that can get through three rounds to postseason
play. Okay, so we hit on Clayton. What has been the key for Matt to turn things around, Matt Kemp?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. You know, we go about a year and a half, it feels like, that he hadn't done a lot and a lot of injuries. Everybody's down on him. The Dodgers are looking to possibly trade him near the trade deadline. And, you know, he's complaining he's not in center field. I think they just started getting him some more regular at-bats because when the year started, they had this weird ordeal in the outfield where they're alternating all their outfielders, Ethier, Puig, Crawford, Kemp. They didn't really know what they were going to do. I felt like Kemp finally got to settle in mid-season. They slotted him in that 4-5 slot in the lineup. And I feel like sometimes when guys come off injuries like he had, they just need to get some at-bats. They just need to build some confidence. It's not easy to play Major League Baseball every day, especially if you have an injury that involves your legs. Probably a guy that at some point needs to be a designated hitter. Not quite there yet. I think that moving him to a corner outfield slot, maybe where he isn't running as much in center, definitely helped. But he's a professional hitter. When you're a professional hitter, you're a superstar hitter. You're a guy that's been given an ability that less than 1% of baseball players have. You have to think eventually he's going to figure it out because Matt Kemp's not a bum out there. He keeps himself in decent shape. I figured he was going to figure it out. I wasn't sure if we'd ever see the Matt Kemp of old. Maybe not with the speed, but we're starting to see it with the bat.
Andy Pondillo with us a few more minutes at YSR, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. We're usually talking football, but I'm having a good time conversation, talking some baseball. So who are your playoff dark horses at this point?
Well, you got to look at the Giants. I know I said the Giants a lot so far in this show. They're still going to have to get through a one-game playoff. Looks like it's going to be against the Pirates or it's going to be against the Cardinals. You imagine they're going to run Madison Bumgarner out in that playoff game. If the Giants get in, they're a team you do not want in the postseason because just look at the experience they have. You have the World Series champions there in 2010, 2012, and what is it? Every 2 years, the Giants are good, so that means they're due for another World Series here in 2014, if you're going by the logic. Madison Bumgarner, now their ace, an absolute stud in postseason play. They don't have their guy, Matt Cain. That's going to hurt, but they also have some other pitchers that can get by. Petit has been a guy that was a relief pitcher early in the year. Now he's starting, has shown some good stuff. And then don't forget about the cagey old veteran, Tim Hudson, a guy that you can slot in at number three. They just lost their leadoff man for the rest of the year, Pagan. That's going to hurt them greatly. They have Hunter Pence there at the top. They have the experience in Posey batting the three hole, Sandoval. There's a lot of weaknesses on this team, I feel like, compared to maybe their 2012 team. But you got to remember, in 2010, they won with a very poor offense as well. And right now in the National League, there just isn't a lot of good offense to go around. I look at the Giants, a team that can roll the dice. I look at the Cardinals. I think it's hard to call the Cardinals a dark horse, but based on their offensive production this year, I guess you could. But let's not also forget about on the American League side, Kansas City Royals, if they're able to sneak their way in postseason play, I feel like you always got to watch out for the Cinderella team. You always got to watch out for the team that has something, a lot to play for. That city will be absolutely crazy, much like you've seen last year in Pittsburgh for a chance to play in postseason. I mean, the last time they were in, the internet wasn't even around the last time they were in the playoffs.
That has been a long time. So you highlight some potential dark horses, but what are your thoughts, Andy, on the format of the two wild card teams? I know that you're pretty passionate about this.
See, I was not a fan.
Tell me why.
When it first started, because a lot of times the wild card awards a team that's in a tough division. We've seen a lot of times where there's a division that has a 103-win team, and then another team wins 93 games, but it puts them in a wild card position just because they're unlucky and they got put in that tough division. And sometimes they are actually the second-best team in the whole league, but they have to get in through the wild card. So now the way this sets up is maybe you'd see a 93-win, a 92-win team get in a wild card position, and then the second wild card wins 86 games. Then they go to a one-game playoff, a 162-game season decided by one game. Anything can happen in one game in baseball. Baseball is meant to be series. It's not meant to be one game. It works for football. I don't know if it works for baseball, but you know it's going to be exciting anyway. I'm going to watch the one-game playoffs. I'm going to be on the edge of my seat loving all the drama and action. But I know if my Astros had won 92 games in a season and they finished in second place and then got knocked out by an 86-win team that probably shouldn't be in the playoff conversation, I'm going to be very upset. Not going to happen this year, but I imagine at some point it will happen.
Andy Pondillo from Yahoo Sports Radio, our producer of the Big E Sports Show. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
It was fun as always.
Much more straight ahead. Stay close.